Welcome to Time with Alpha Depression Out Daily Devotion Podcast. Today is August 1st, Saturday, 2020, day 214. Today's topic: work wholeheartedly, doing good and right and faithful. You will prosper. Silence. Put on your brakes and stop for a moment of silence. Wait for God. Breathe deep for God's peace and feel His presence. Exhale your worries. Praise and thanksgiving. Think through your day, all the times that made you smile. Thank God for all those moments and for all those people. Confession and repentance. Pray for the Holy Spirit to shine on you that you are able to discover your sins and be willing to repent. Let's pray together. Dear Holy Spirit, shine your light into the places of darkness in my life. Show me my sins, everything that blocks me from encountering God and having Jesus as my Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit, examine yourself for a short silence. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for our sins and being victorious over death and sin. I confess my sin to you. Forgive my sins by your blood and help me follow you. Holy Spirit, fill me that I may be able to receive your gift to love God and His people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The Word, Time with Abba. Today's four passages are Psalm 81, verses 1 to 7, 2 Chronicles chapter 30, verse 1 to chapter 31, verse 21, Romans chapter 15, verses 1 to 22, Proverbs 20, verses 13 to 15. Today's main passage, 2 Chronicles, chapter 31, verses 20 to 21. This is what Hezekiah did throughout Judah, doing what was good and right and faithful before the Lord his God in everything that he undertook in the service of God's temple and in obedience to the law and the commands. He sought his God and worked wholeheartedly, and so he prospered. Let's have a time to be still and give the Holy Spirit space to speak through this passage we have just read. Offer this time to Jesus as you listen to him. My listening. The topic I received today is work wholeheartedly, doing good and right and faithful. You will prosper. Lots of people so want to be prosper, but intentionally or unintentionally using worldly methods. Prosperity might come, money and fame may have, but not satisfied. These 2 days, we read passages about how King Hezekiah let his whole nation return to God, followed what God commanded Moses and King David to celebrate the Passover, to worship, to praise, and to make offerings. He led the Israelites to do what is good, right, and faithful. Then the result was that everything he did prospered. Let us pray. Dear Lord Jesus, lead us to turn to you each day and to follow your command to worship, to praise, and to make offerings to you. Help us to do what is good, right, and faithful, that we can prosper in your daily presence. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Reflect on these questions. Number one, what inspiration have you received from today's sketch. Number two, what is your next step? Family Corner, find an opportunity to share with your family the importance of today's message. May the Lord bless you all.